In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. The hour has drawn near and the moon is split. If they see a sign, they turn away and say, an incessant magic. They denied and followed their own desires, and every matter has a setting appropriate to it. There has certainly come to them the reports containing admonishment and representing far-reaching wisdom, but warnings are of no avail. So turn away from them. The day when the caller calls to a dire thing, with a humble look in their eyes, they will emerge from the graves as if they were scattered locusts. Scrambling toward the summoner, the faithless will say, "This is a hard day. The people of Noah impugned before them, so they impugned our servant and said, a crazy man, and he was reviled." Thereat he invoked his Lord, saying, "I have been overcome, so help me." Then we opened the gates of the sky with pouring waters, and we made the earth burst forth with springs, and the waters met for a preordained purpose. We bore him on a vessel made of planks and nails, which sailed over the floodwaters in our sight as a retribution for him who was repudiated. Certainly we have left it as a sign, so is there anyone who will be admonished? So how was my punishment and my warnings? Certainly we have made the Qur'an simple for the sake of admonishment, so is there anyone who will be admonished? The people of Ad impugned their apostle, so how was my punishment and my warnings? Indeed we unleashed upon them an icy gale on an incessantly ill-fated day, knocking down people as if they were trunks of uprooted palm trees. So how was my punishment and my warnings? Certainly we have made the Qur'an simple for the sake of admonishment, so is there anyone who will be admonished? The people of Thamud denied the warnings, and they said, "Are we to follow a lone human from ourselves? Indeed then, we would be in error and madness. Has the reminder been cast upon him from among us? Rather, he is a self-conceited liar." Tomorrow they will know who is a self-conceited liar. We are sending the she-camel as a trial for them, so watch them and be steadfast. Inform them that the water is to be dispensed between them. Every drinking will be attended. But they called their companion, and he took a knife and hamstrung her. So how was my punishment and my warnings? We sent against them a single cry, and they became like the dry sticks of a corral builder. Certainly we have made the Qur'an simple for the sake of admonishment. So is there anyone who will be admonished? And the people of Lot denied the warnings. We unleashed a rain of stones upon them, excepting the family of Lot, whom we delivered at dawn, as a blessing from us. Thus do we reward those who give thanks. He had certainly warned them of our strike, but they disputed the warnings. Certainly, they even solicited of him his guests, whereat we blotted out their eyes, saying, "Taste my punishment and my warnings." Certainly, early at dawn, there visited them an abiding punishment. Taste my punishment and my warnings. Certainly, we have made the Qur'an simple for the sake of admonishment. So is there anyone who will be admonished? Certainly, the warnings came to Pharaoh's clan, who denied all of our signs, so we seized them with the seizing of one who is almighty, omnipotent. Are your faithless better than those, or have you been granted some immunity in the scriptures? Do they say, "We are a confederate league"? The league will be routed and turn its back to flee. Rather, the hour is their tryst, and the hour will be more calamitous and bitter. Indeed, the guilty are in error and madness. The day when they are dragged into the fire on their faces, it will be said to them, "Taste the touch of hell." Indeed, we have created everything in a measure, and our command is but a single word, like the twinkling of an eye. Certainly we have destroyed your likes, so is there anyone who will be admonished? Everything they have done is in the books, and everything big and small is committed to writing. Indeed, the God-wary will be amid gardens and streams, in the abode of truthfulness with an omnipotent king.